Last week, the Tampa City Council rejected a proposed 25-year franchise agreement with Tampa Electric Company. Several council members said among the issues they had with the TECO agreement was a lack of alternative energy put in the proposal. But last night, one councilman's about-face on the issue reversed the 4-3 vote. The difference was Councilman Joseph Gaetano, who made a motion to reconsider the matter so that he could change his no vote to yes. That angered City Councilman John Dingfelder, who said that dozens of people who attended last week's meeting weren't aware there would be a second vote on it.
You know, if the motion is to reconvene at another public hearing at a shorter date, sooner than 6 months, so those people have an opportunity to speak to it or to at least listen to what we have to say, that would be the fair process. But this is no process at all. I think it would really make a mockery of a process. That's just my opinion. I mean, regardless of how it comes out, I mean, I have a feeling I can count how it might come out, but in terms of process, we don't want to have egg on our face and say we hold public hearings and then we take secret votes later. I mean,
but Councilman Charlie Miranda said there was nothing secret about last night's meeting.
Somebody knew something because I got about 40 emails today on this subject matter.
Well, I didn't know anything.
Well, I'll show you my emails if you'd like to see them. That's number two. Yeah. Number three, under Robert's Rules of Order, and I'm not an expert on Robert's Rules of Order, neither is anyone else that I can think of right now, he or anyone else in this council, in the next council meeting, has the right to ask for reconsideration of the vote if you were on the prevailing side.
Gaetano said he was offended by the charge that he was promulgating a secret vote. Dingfelder apologized, but said that just because Gaetano could switch his vote and agree to the electricity deal didn't mean he should.
Those folks who were interested in energy came down here and spent how many hours with us last Thursday to address these issues, to hear our vote. They went home and they thought it was done. And now we bring this up. So, yes, can he do it that way? No. Yes, he can. But should he do it? I would say no. Why not wait 6 months? Okay, nothing's going to change between now and 6 months, except, Mr. Gaetano, that the deal might get better for the city. It can't get any worse. Okay, it's not going to be a worse deal, but it could be a better deal.
The city's last franchise agreement with TECO expired years ago, but the city and the utility have failed to come to terms on a new deal. Despite his no vote a week ago, Gaetano said he's heard little on why the city should not make a franchise agreement.
And if Ms. Salsina or whoever supported that motion has some more compelling evidence on how we could bring a new source of energy, put it on the table. Let's not wait 6 months. It's going to be 6 months of going back and forth and more legal expense. If Ms. Salsina had thrown something on the table and said, we need renewable energy, or whatever she was calling it, bring it forth. And she hasn't done that.
Councilmember Mary Mulhern agreed with Gaetano that the city has spent a lot of money on negotiations and agreed there's little to show for that. She says she hasn't heard a thing from TECO on what they're going to do about renewable energy.
It's been probably 4 years since the last scientist admitted that global warming is real. So what I feel comfortable in saying that people who aren't happy with this agreement, what we're concerned about is not about trimming trees. It's about the fact that 40% of the greenhouse gases come from buildings. So all those emissions that are going out, and coal-fired plants are the worst kind of plant.
And Mulhern said the feedback from the community has been overwhelmingly against renewing the TECO franchise.
And I have 62 emails from constituents asking me not to approve this agreement. I don't have one email. No one's called me or said one thing in favor of approving the current franchise agreement.
Councilwoman Linda Salsena said the negotiations had been exclusively between Mayor Iorio and TECO, with the council and the public being shut out.
And this is too important not to have the community get a good deal and play a significant role.
City Attorney Chip Fletcher was asked by Councilman Dingfelder whether TECO could negotiate a side agreement or add something to the working agreement regarding renewable fuels.
That's why the focus of this agreement needs to be those standards for use of the right-of-way. Any other agreement related to other issues like conservation, I think, would need to be as a separate agreement so that we are clear on what the right-of-way rules are. And if we are going to partner with TECO on something else related to, say conservation or carbon footprint reduction or whatever other issues we want to put on the table, I think that's fine, and as I indicated, I think the administration's moving in that direction. I think it's important, though, that they be separate.
Councilwoman Lena Salcena asked Fletcher about another issue that she had concerns about.
The tree trimming was considered. There is nothing. Is there anything in this agreement that commits them to taking overhead lines and contributing to the cost of putting them underground?
No, ma'am.
I didn't think so.